Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Jewish entity massacres Muslims in Lebanon and Palestine because of the year-long inaction of the rulers of Muslims and their military commanders. After a year of the crimes of the Jewish entity in Gaza, Hezbollah announced the death of its leaders Hassan Nasrallah on the 28th of September 2024 in Lebanon in an airstrike carried out by the Jewish entity. The death of Hassan Nasrallah followed the martyrdom of hundreds of Muslims in Lebanon, with thousands injured in the airstrikes carried out by the Jewish entity. The crimes of the Jewish entity, including its genocide against the Muslims of Palestine and airstrikes against Lebanon, has unleashed a wave of anger and pain across the Islamic Ummah. The Ummah has watched in horror. It has protested in the streets and it has mobilized across the Muslim world against the inaction of the rulers of Muslims and their military commanders. The Ummah has rejected their refusal to fight the Jewish entity. It is this refusal which emboldened the criminal entity in its crimes against the Islamic Ummah for a whole year now. O Muslims of Pakistan, don't be deceived by the media portrayal of the military capability of America and the Jewish entity. Killing civilians and members of militias does not make a state a military superpower or even a regional hegemon. America's warplanes fly from military bases provided by the rulers of Muslims. To protect the Jewish entity, America's warships sail in the seas of the Muslims under the protection of the navies of Muslims. The warplanes of the Jewish entity fly in the skies of Muslims because the air defense systems of Muslims do not shoot them down. The Jewish military might has not been challenged by a single army of Muslims or even part of a single army. All officers in Pakistan's armed forces, it has been a year since the most cowardly army on the face of the earth began its genocide in Gaza. How can you still accept such humiliation, death and destruction imposed upon your people on your watch? How can you still remain idle while it is through the strength of your arms that the Ummah seeks its protection? Can a military man accept the military superiority of his enemy without firing a single bullet? How can a soldier refuse to fight his enemy and keep his deen, honor and manhood intact? O officers of Pakistan's armed forces, fear Allah, fear His subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath. Fear the Jahannam which He has prepared for those who are disobedient and who refuse to fight the enemy. Rise up. Rise now. Mobilize. Avenge the martyrdom of your brothers and sisters in Palestine and Lebanon. Uproot these rulers who have put you on the path of humiliation and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove the leaderships which have barricaded you in your barracks. Provide your nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Pave the way for a glorious jihad for the liberation of Palestine and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and the destruction of the criminal Jewish entity at the hands of a Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided caliph, who leads you into battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين.
Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands. He will disgrace them. He will give you victory over them. He will soothe the hearts of a believing people. Surah Tawbah, verse 14. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.